So what is the best song in the world today? Now, by Bryant Park Project standards, that doesn't mean it just has a good beat and it's easy to dance to, or it's number one on iTunes. It's a song or songs that have a story that go with them, a tale to tell. And here to tell that tale is Ian Chillog, one of our producers, who brings us today's best song in the world.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, I got to give you a little backstory here. A couple years ago, I had this car. It was a Ford Focus. And this particular Ford Focus was cursed. It just, one time, it broke down, and I went inside to call AAA to come get it. I came back out, and in the time between calling AAA and coming back outside, a moving van had plowed into it. I mean, this car, it was unbelievable.
Oh
So anyway, so one day I went to put my key in the ignition, and the key actually didn't fit. It would not, the key wouldn't even insert.
no. The tumbler shifted or
Yeah,
something?
like the tumbler broke in there. So I had another tow truck. They knew my name by this point. I had another tow truck come out to take it away, and it was in this particular parallel parking space. It was a narrow street, and they couldn't get the car out of the space without having two cars in front of it removed, which is never going to happen. So I left notes on the cars, and I would go back, and it was every day. It was just less and less hope. And finally, I had had it. I just decided I'm going to let the car rot.
You just left it there?
I just left
You
it.
abandoned the
I
car.
left it. I couldn't. It was a street that I walked on a lot, and I couldn't even walk down the street. I would go out of my way not to look at this car. So, months passed, maybe 2 or 3 months, and I finally was thinking, oh God, I gotta go back. It's probably covered in tickets. It's probably, I probably owe the city $700. So I go back to it, and the thing is nasty. It's just covered in filth, windows broken, trash in it. I got this tow company. They put things under it to pull it perpendicular out of the space. It's like this whole special procedure. Got rid of the car. It went to the mechanic. It was gone. A couple weeks later, I go to pick it up. It's beautiful. It's like this. It's shiny. It looks brand new. And the mechanics had taken everything of mine in the car and put it in a box in the back seat. So I was driving home, and I was reaching back in the box, and I pull out these sunglasses. They weren't mine. And then I was like, that's weird. And then there were these cassette tapes. And I realized I was looking at the personal effects of the guy who had been living in my car while I abandoned it. So I put in this tape, and here, I have the tape here.
And you have the tape because
Yeah.
you've just moved to New York and you found it when you were unpacking
Right, I
it.
took out the boxes. There's this tape, blank, nothing on it, and I played it, and it brought the memories back. Just gonna leave that playing
I
there.
think it's good. I can't
Okay.
believe you found a tape player.
Yeah, we dug one up. And I just listen to these songs like that's a great song.
That is a great song.
And whenever I listen to any of the songs on here, it just breaks my heart, because I think, like, here's this guy, these are his tapes, this is all he had, he's carrying these things from car to car, and there's all this great soul music on there. And you listen to it, and every song is a sad song. No matter what, if it's about love lost or love found, it just feels like broken heart.
So, Ian, officially, what is the best song in the world today?
It's got to be this song, "To Love Somebody" by Nina Simone.
somebody.